Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Blomberg. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverry. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Baker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer takes first base on ball four. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mercer. The throw from Echeverry and he is out, Baker applying the tag. One out. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Velez. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is walked intentionally. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Velez. Echeverry reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Williams moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mercer throws the ball into Hegan, who tags Rettenmund trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Williams scores. Echi Barron scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stanley for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-1 in the game. Munson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blomberg hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Echi Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echi Barron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Echi Barron strikes out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-1 in the game. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-1 in the game. Michael hits a line drive towards center. Blair catches it and throws to Grich, who relays to Williams to double up Velez. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to third. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Williams for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. one out. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blomberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Motten pinch hits for Frank Baker. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-3 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Velez strikes out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-2 in the game. Michael hits a pop-up towards first. William settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and New York Yankees, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.